Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Gabriel. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Christy. I'm calling from Seaport Credit Union. I'm calling on behalf of a mutual client that's claiming some transactions that's fraudulent. I was just hoping to get some more information from you.
Okay, may I have that zip code?
Yeah, so let me just see what we have for an address zip code on file for the member. Okay, so it looks like they have a 04042 zip code address.
One moment.
Thank you.
Say 0402.
So 04042.
Okay. What's their first and last name?
First name Michael, last name Connell, C-O-N-N-E-L-L.
Can you verify that address for me?
Looks like we have a address of 8 Witten's Lane in Hollis, Maine.
Okay, one moment. Okay, because I see he signed up for our Bites Hub. It's like a meal planning app, which includes meal plans and recipe guides. He took a survey for the E45, but that was for a chance to win that product by signing up for our meal planning app. And it is a recurring charge.
Okay, hold on one second. Did he ship any items, you know? Like, did he receive anything?
It was for a chance to win that free item by signing, like entering the sweepstakes by putting your credit, your card information.
Okay, so he didn't actually sign up to receive anything. It was just like a sweepstakes.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what was it for again? It was a meal plan.
Ma'am.
Yep, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you a little bit now.
Okay, so you're saying it was a meal plan that you signed up for?
Yes, ma'am. He signed up for the meal planning app for a chance to win that free gift that he picked. And it is a monthly charge if you don't call in to stop it.
Okay. And what was, what did he sign up to win? Like, what was the item? Just in case that rings a bell to him.
Okay. Give me one moment because it says E45.
Sure.
Give me one moment, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
I'll say it. Do it. Not that much help, but I. No, it's fine. I'm not doing anything, and I'll get it. More practice, since it seems like we're gonna be grabbing. We're gonna be grabbed. Much as I don't love them, the more I do them, the faster, the better I'll be at doing them.
Stay here, ma'am. Give me one moment, okay?
Sure. Yep. Thank you.
Okay.
We didn't? Oh, maybe because I moved it from my own folder. Maybe it doesn't. Because I emptied the folder and then moved the folder to the 2021 completed. my OneDrive. Because I did it in my OneDrive, but it just sank. Maybe I don't need it. Up in the 2020. So you're looking in uploads to process. Okay, yes. Okay. Yeah, but the folder's empty. So just delete the folder, or do I just move that folder? I thought I moved it, but maybe I'll move it to my desktop too. That right folder just to have it closed in process. All right, because the folder is empty, so I'll move it to 2022 completed. Yeah, because I don't have it completed yet, so I'll move it to completed update. Okay.
Okay, it's like he entered in the sweepstakes. And it could have been for a Dyson vacuum cleaner or iPhone. But he was billed for the Bites Hub meal planning app.
Okay, so it was Dyson or iPhone he entered to win. And then he was billed for an app for like meal planning.
Yes, ma'am.
Subscription.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so do you know, was it like a thing where he had a certain amount of time to cancel? Is that the situation or?
No, ma'am.
Not
it's a recurring charge if you don't call in to stop it. It's going to keep charging him every month for it.
Okay. So if he calls back and he didn't use the service, is it something you're able to refund for him?
Yes, ma'am. I can give him a refund.
Okay. Are you able to go ahead and process the refund?
Yes.
It's something that he didn't know what he was signing up for, and he's looking to have that refunded where he didn't. He was purchasing a service.
I can offer him a 25% refund.
Okay. So you're not able to refund the entire service. You're only able to offer 25%.
I can even give him a refund of $45 back into his account.
Let me see what the charge for. So the charge, it looks like it's $49.85. So you'd be willing to refund $45 is after stating?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And if he called back, and is that offer still, if he calls back, will you still be able to do that for him?
Yes, ma'am. I can go ahead and process it now.
Okay. I just don't want to, I don't know. I mean, we definitely want a refund, but I just don't know where he's on the line. Like, I don't want to fully say where he may be looking to have the entire thing refunded. I don't know. Why don't I tell him that and then just see if he can call back and let him know that you stated you'd be able to refund $5 for him.
Okay.
And then the other question I have is there was another charge. Was it just one charge? Because I see two charges like back to back, one for $49.89 and one for $19.73. Was that your company as well?
No, ma'am. We only charged him $49.89.
Got it. Okay, so it's just the one charge, and then I can let him know if he calls back, you'd be able to refund it $45, correct?
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for your time. I will let him know.
Okay, well, thank you for calling the customer support, and have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.